This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Yeah, it sounded like my neighborhood just a little while ago, and then I heard sirens. Yikes! And it's not even the official fireworks display that goes on in my city. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. There's actually been a recall in Pennsylvania, Indiana, and Michigan. Massive 40,000 fireworks because they're too powerful. Wow. Sadly, this is very, very dangerous, and emergency rooms get crowded with youngsters who get involved with fireworks, sadly, and then something goes awry. Speaking of things going awry, well, what washes out of Washington every single day, how it affects you, we talk about it. Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio with Talk Media News, joins us. He's in our virtual green room, and we didn't allow even sparklers there. Hey, Bob.
Hi, Kate. How are you?
I cannot get sued by Bob Ney because something happens with a sparkler.
I'm not the suing type anyway. It's okay.
I'm not the suing type. I love that.
Right.
Okay, so a big deal here. The Justice Department, you know, is looking for a reversal. They're looking for some kind of path to take for the census citizenship question. So, in other words, they're not giving up. I'm not surprised by that. Do you think, I know you don't have a crystal ball legally to look into the crystal ball and say, oh, this will happen. But let's face it, there are a lot of avenues legally here. So even though they ended supposedly the bid to add that question, wait a second, they're trying to reverse this now, right?
Yes, they're trying to find a way, but then I think one of the judges gave them till Friday versus Monday, just for the clarification. And I read about 10 minutes ago, reread the president's tweet, which he said, well, there's fake news, we're going ahead with the census. So it's hard to say, but they're trying to find maybe that little loophole. I doubt that they will. I mean, what they don't want to do is, you know, have this printed and then you try to reprint something. So I think time is running against them on this one.
Yeah, let's stay with the courts for a second. You sent me something this morning, and I was just reading about that a couple of hours ago, about this federal judge in Seattle blocking this policy denying bond hearings to migrants who were seeking asylum, saying it was unconstitutional. This is huge.
It is. Now, this is not one like the census where the administration is losing and they're out of time. They can come ahead on this one. Of course, they're going to. This is going to go up the food chain, I think, all the way to the Supreme Court. The Attorney General instituted in April, Kate, the bond requirement, and that was to stop what was known as catch and release, where people are caught, released into the United States and told, come back to your hearing, which, you know, they're a portion obviously do come back, a great portion, but they wanted to stop that catch-and-release policy with the bond. Now the judge in Seattle says, well, that's not going to happen, but this one will go to an appeals court, and again, I think all the way to the Supreme Court, as to whether the government has a right to say, yes, you have to have a bond, so if you don't show back up, they keep some money.
There you go. All right, so then 4th of July, of course, we're into it, and the big controversy is over. You know, the battle tanks, the fighter jets, the fireworks, all that big extravaganza of President Trump's 4th of July in D.C., and so they've had to step up security and that kind of stuff. What's the reaction been? I think it's probably mixed, right?
Well, it is. Now, on this one, I'm going to take off a news analysis cap and put on the old former member cap. I used to chair House Administration, which, you know that committee.
Yes.
And I was part of the development of this holiday with the Senate, the District of Columbia, and the Interior Department. So I've been involved with this. And if I was back there, I would say, you know, President wants to give a speech, that's fine. Within his prerogative, they want to have a parade, that's fine, too. And here's the part that would make me a bit squeamish if they do it. One, I think the speech needs to be non-political because they're going to have military people with them there and they don't want to violate anything. But most importantly, the Republican National Committee, not the president, but they've injected themselves into this to say there's a VIP section Well, who's sitting there? Are they contributors? Neither political party should really be able to do that part of it with anything paid, you know, with the government, government funds. So that part, I think, is where some members involved in the planning of this, both sides, are just a little cautionary on that part of it, and they want to make sure that nothing political is violated, you know, what's paid by the taxpayers.
Yeah, makes sense to me, obviously. Yeah, it's been a kind of a crazy year, right? We're past that six-month mark, and then we have 6 months left, and who knows what happens by the time we get out of the gates here. And then we get into 2020, and, of course, it's all about the election. It's the Democrats as they narrow their field, and then the president. Do you think we're going to see some interesting debates like the last time we did with Hillary Clinton?
I mean, once this narrows down and then it's President Trump versus one of the nominees in particular, these will be, I think, the debates to watch of the last 25 years in American politics. No question about that. Depends who the candidate's going to be, but either way, I think there's going to be some fireworks, Kate, in 2020. Fireworks.
I like that. Ba-dum-bum. Fireworks. Mm-hmm. That is the word of the day. Bob, have a great 4th of July weekend and hang out with those gorgeous grandchildren. I hope you are. Are you going?
Sure will. Absolutely. And then the next day is a holiday for me. It's Medicare for Bob on Friday.
I love that. Medicare.
Years. Yes.
Wow. Oh. You don't look 65. You look 45.
Oh, I thought you were going to say 72. Okay, thank you. Here's my birthday wish.
Yeah, take that. Happy birthday to you. I love it. Last big important question. Are you a hot dog or hamburger guy?
Oh, a hot dog. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
American.
With, like, relish and what on it? Onions?
Oh, yes. And onions, for sure.
Ooh, that's me too. Onions. We're gonna have to split it. When we go to India before we get on the plane, we'll have one of those hot dogs.
We sure will.
I love it. All right. Enjoy your long weekend. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. One of the things that I know many of you will be doing this weekend, besides choosing hot dogs or hamburgers or maybe both, I'm not sure. You might be going to some parades. I hope you are. I'm getting up tomorrow with my coffee to go to my local parade. I can't wait. And I know on Sunday, for sure, I'm going to be watching the Netherlands and Team USA. The Netherlands moves on to take on the USA women in the World Cup. If the women win, it's the third World Cup for the women. So their 1-0 victory over Sweden for the Netherlands puts them in that spot to come up against the mighty United States. And boy, oh boy, this is going to be interesting, perhaps, although the Americans, you want to talk about a stacked deck, the Americans have beaten the Dutch 6 consecutive times by a 22-2 count, but they actually have a stronger team because the two have not clashed since 2016, and they've gotten a lot better, so I don't necessarily think that I'm forecasting it's going to be an easy win for the Americans, although I'll say it, I hope they win. There's no question. I would love to see Team USA do what they've been able to do all the way around. So it makes for a fabulous weekend, I think, as you can cap it off with watching that in the morning for sure. Hang with us. More fireworks to come here on the show with me, Kate Delaney.
Own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Paul, otherwise known to the listeners as Mr. Kate Delaney. The missus has come up with an amazing solution to what plagues most of us. That nagging feeling you're meant to do something more. After more than a decade of her best interviews with world-class mentors and her own groundbreaking life experiences, Deal Your Own Destiny is finally here, presented to you by Forbes Books. Reading Kate's book is like sitting down with a trusted friend who has a lifetime of wisdom to share. Some of what you'll discover in this book includes learning how to play to your strengths, finding people who lift you up, and how to make the right moves to become extraordinary. No matter where you are on your journey, this book will give you inspiration and the tools you need to get to where you want to be, whatever that means to you. No one gets to decide the hand they're dealt in life, so become the dealer. Get Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon.com or at booksellers near you.
Everybody, Kate Delaney, hope you're celebrating hard with family, friends, your posse, whatever, or just hanging out and doing some of that binge tube watching. You know, that's how I've said this before. That's how I watch things, because I'm too busy and I don't normally just watch here every night or whatever it is. But I do a binge thing. If there's something I like, I'll binge, maybe not the whole thing, but certainly some of it. I know there'll be people that will be binging a very popular Netflix series called Stranger Things, and that actually has just come out, so they're into their next season. Perfect time to launch it with the fireworks that is. There you go, right? This is interesting. Do you like ice cream? I like ice cream, but I have to tell you, you know the sound of the ice cream truck? Oh. When you're a kid. Yeah, maybe you had this experience. So, as soon as you would hear it from far away, you just knew it was happening, right? And then you beg your parents, how much money do you have? You're like, I'll get everyone ice cream. You run to the ice cream truck and people are yelling out their orders, especially in New Jersey, because you hear people yelling down the block, right? Absolutely. The ice cream trucks. I don't see very many of them these days. I know they're out there. One thing good about the ice cream truck, I believe, especially because you wouldn't have a half-gallon tub of the stuff, there was a woman that was caught on a video that went viral. I mean, it just was sick, right? So the Texas police think that they've identified this woman from this viral video. She was licking a half-gallon tub of Bluebell ice cream. Then she put it back in the freezer case. This was in Lufkin, so it was the Lufkin Police Department. And they were contacted by Bluebell after they instructed all of their division managers to see if they could identify the store location. They did, and that's how they found that it was Lufkin. And it was a shot at a Walmart in Lufkin. And because of the way it was laid out, they could figure that out. And the police said tampering with a consumer product is a second-degree felony. Did you know that? And carries a punishment of 2 to 20 years. Can you imagine getting 20 years in prison for licking ice cream and putting it back in the case? I find that hard to believe, but I would believe that there would be some punishment. So they're going to see what happens here. This woman is easy to look at to see. You know, her face is very, very visible in this. So she thought she was having some fun with this tin roof half-gallon container, and now it's psychotic. Now she's going to end up being caught for this, I'm certain. It seems as though. And imagine what she'll get. This is the reason why. The video was posted to Twitter. People are so stupid about this. I don't get it. So you do something ridiculous. You want to get known, I guess. You put it on Twitter. And 11 million times this has been viewed. So because the video is pretty clear, you can see it. And they've got the description of her leaving the Walmart at 11 o'clock in the morning, or 11 o'clock at night on June 28th. So I think she better run for the hills. She's a fugitive for licking the ice cream. It's crazy. Anything to be famous, right? And that is not the way you want to be famous. Not the way you want to be famous. All right, this is pretty serious stuff. This is what I call the follow-up, because I hate to drop something and then not fill you in on the details. But a 23-year-old man charged with 7 counts of vehicular homicide after he collided with a group of motorcyclists in New Hampshire has even more troubling arrest record that they didn't realize he had. He had drug charges, traffic incidents for spanning like 6 states. How sad is that? I mean, how awful is that? Because he went over the double yellow line, that's what they're saying, on this rural highway with his truck and trailer and smashed into these bikers, these Marines, a motorcycle club. And in fact, the motorcycle club was affectionately called Marine Jarheads MC. So Marines and spouses, and he was driving for a Massachusetts truck hauling company. My question is, my grandfather was a trucker, worked his way up and ran a big trucking company, B&L Motor Freight, and they checked them, and of course things can get by, but they checked those drivers out like nobody's business. Some of you listening to me might be driving tonight. So this tragedy, of course, has sparked a national outrage. And I say this show is about what people are talking about. So you might be talking about the U.S. women and the soccer team, but people are talking about how horrific it is, the details that have come out, that how could you possibly have this kind of a past in all these different places and still have a license to drive commercial vehicles? And, of course, what are they saying in Massachusetts? The Registry of Motor Vehicles, they're admitting that it should have been revoked. He had a drunk driving incident even last month in Connecticut. And it's still, somehow, he slipped through the system. And then there were all kinds of other things in his past. And this Zuhusky is his name, was involved even in a June 3rd rollover crash in Baytown, Texas, which is, I know where it is, it's near Houston. He was driving a truck hauling 5 cars on 10, a very popular interstate, when he flipped the rig onto its side. Wow. And in that case, there was no signs of drunkenness, no citations then, so that wasn't caught at all. But there was something else that happened. They did respond back in February, because he must do this route, to a disorderly customer call at a Denny's, and there was video captured by a body-worn police camera that showed that he's flailing his arms and all this stuff and saying, I'm sorry, I just need to go to sleep, I'm tired, all that stuff. And he denied being on drugs. They asked him if he was on drugs. They arrested him for possession of drug paraphernalia after they found a drug pipe on him. So I'm saying, listen, this guy had a trail that was ridiculous, and for that to happen is just a crime in itself. Just an absolute sickening crime that he wasn't stopped and not given a license way before that because of all the violations. And let me tell you, it would give you chills to look at this video of this crash scene that this 23-year-old is allegedly responsible for, that he's facing the charges for. I mean, it's just gruesome. And I know first responders, and I know people have had to clean up horrific accidents. This is a really bad one. It was a really, really bad one. So he has arrests in six states. And there you go. The criminal history, all that stuff. And, you know, even his criminal history put him in violation of his residence status. Because guess what? ICE could have removed him to his home country. Yeah. Because he was born in the Ukraine. He had been a legal permanent resident of the U.S. since 2008. So now this is going to be this trial in New Hampshire. But here's the thing. I say this all the time. Let's not forget the victims, the families, the wide net that this cast, this awful, you know, pall that this puts over these families. And this is something that could have been prevented. At least he wouldn't have been given that commercial license, so he wouldn't have been in those situations with flipovers, you know, going over the yellow line. Who knows? Could have been tired, whatever it is. But all these crazy complaints, and there had been other complaints about him. So now, of course, with the investigation, what is that going to yield? But it doesn't bring back the people who were sadly, tragically killed on a sleepy day where they were having fun in this rural area where it was still light out, and they were just on their way to dinner. I mean, just on their way to dinner. Awful, awful, awful. You never, ever know. And then, you know, you put the motorcycles there versus what he was driving and how he slapped into them. There was no way they had a chance. All right, stay with us. We have just scratched the surface. I'll meet you on the flip side for more fireworks and such.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Trump downplayed the cost of the 4th of July celebration amid criticism that the event was racking up an unusually high price tag and turning the traditional non-political Independence Day tradition into an all-partisan event. Trump wrote on Twitter, "The cost of our great salute to America will be very little compared to what it's worth. We own the planes, we have the pilots, the airport is right next door, and all we need is the fuel. Fireworks are donated by two of the greatest. However, the
Washington Post reported the National Park Service is diverting roughly $2.5 million in entrance and recreation fees from parks across the country in order to pay for Trump's celebration on the National Mall. The diverted fees represent just a sliver of the cost. The total expense still remains unclear. NBC News reported that military assets are being transported from around the country to Washington, D.C. for the celebration. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who builds Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Inventor of my pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I am psyched to talk to our next guest. He joins us from New Zealand, Dennis Goodwin. He's written a book called The Prison Planet Handbook. Dennis, thanks so much for coming on.
Yeah, no problem.
So The Prison Planet Handbook, I love that provocative title. Tell us what drew you to writing this book. Why'd you write it?
We had a vertical landing and takeoff event in the neighborhood when I was a kid. And, you know, the guy living two farms from the landing site got close, and kids playing outside three farms from the landing site saw it come down, you know. So, we're sort of told what to think from the early part of our lives, and if people have experiences that don't fit in with what we've been told, they get ridiculed and debunked, and that sort of makes me feel a bit cross, because I feel that experiences are the best teachers, you know. You see that with the apprentice system, you know, practical learning is the best teaching.
Yeah, so the goal for the book is to make big picture knowledge available to people, right? Saying that, you know, the experience is the best way to go because of what you saw, right?
Yeah, well, what we're being told sort of doesn't explain everything.
Yeah.
And we have all these things that aren't explained. Yeah. And I think, you know, being told what to think, you know, there's the effort that's putting in goes into telling us what to think, you know, right from our early part of our lives. You know, we should really smell a rat because of that, you know, because life's sort of about learning, and they're trying to prevent us from figuring things out for ourselves.
What do you think are some of the biggest lies that we're being told, or that are non-truths? What really gets under your skin?
Well, how the book came about, I met up with an early childcare nurse in a tramping club, and she'd been into the psychic stuff, you know, since the late teens, and she'd been researching the UFO stuff. And we could agree on all the bits, but we couldn't agree on how it all fitted together. You know, we're going to have a big argument. So I just sort of started writing down how I thought it looked, you know, for her to check out. And when she gave it back, I sort of asked her if it made sense. Yeah, just to try and move things forward, you know, to try and figure things out. Because, you know, we both knew that, you know, we're not being told the truth. You've got all this UFO stuff and the psychic stuff, and it gets ridiculed and debunked. And, yeah, it really brushes me off. You know, we're born into a world that we can't be told the truth about. You know, well, kind of what's wrong, you know?
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
When you get into it, the blue bloods sort of make it clear they're reigning over us, but they don't explain why or how or who else is involved. You know, so this is pretty much what the book is all about. You know, we've got the rulers of the planet controlling our information. You know, and it doesn't make sense, a lot of it, you know. So everyone could, you know, you see how massive the universe is, you know, in the night sky. And, you know, there's enormous effort expended trying to tell us we're not part of it. Well, you know, what's the matter? What's going on? You know, it's obvious we're part of the blooming universe. And with the video age, you know, you've got all these insiders and whistleblowers, you know, leaking information.
Sure.
So, it's just sort of a matter of, if we're not being told the truth about things, there's really only one choice. We have to figure it out ourselves. And, you know, with all these whistleblowers and insiders, well, that's first-person experiences, you know. So, that's the only alternative we've got to being lied to, is to listen to people with real experience and try to make sense of it all. And that's kind of happened with the book, you know.
That was the idea behind the book, and we would tell everybody. We're speaking with Dennis Goodwin, The Prison Planet Handbook. We're talking about things that are covered up or we're not told, or what then happens with whistleblowers. And you and I have seen that before, where somebody has some evidence and it's so tough on them to come forward. They come forward and then often they either disappear or they're ridiculed, or you know, history is filled with all kinds of things that have happened to people that do have some solid information. So that's what you're trying to say. Listen, pay attention to what you see. Don't be force-fed what you think the way things are, right?
Yeah. Well, the prescribed narrative doesn't explain things. Yeah, and we're held to this. Well, the prescribed narrative is an earth and physical-only narrative. You know, like the rest of the universe doesn't exist. Well, it's obvious it exists, you know. Probably the best info that's really rocked things for me is a survivor of the Montauk Project, Stuart Swerdlow, and he does flowcharts for the colonising of this solar system from other parts of the galaxy,
mm-hmm.
you know, and explains the anomalies in the solar system. You're like, we've got an asteroid belt that shouldn't be there, and the atmosphere on Mars has been depleted, you know, and he explains all of that, and also, you know, the different races, you know, the genetics of the different races have been contributed from different parts of the galaxy, you know. It explains the blue bloods, you know, where they've come from. You know, we've got two different mind patterns in play on the planet. You know, we've got the human one, you know, is all men are created equal, and we've got inbuilt guidance. You know, emotions, inhibitions, and conscience is inbuilt guidance. But the people running the planet, they sort of operate along different lines. They've got royalty, hierarchy, rituals, symbolism, and pageantry. And Yeah, the Stuart's Fertile, I reckon, as well. The Indian caste system is a direct copy of, you know, the reptile hierarchy. You know, they've got hints about the past, you know, we've got bits about, you know, reptilian beings used to worship the sun and the sky, and also, you know, in the Bible we've sort of got Adam and Eve with, you know, with a serpent in the Garden of Eden,
yeah,
so we've got
yeah.
little snippets,
mm-hmm.
and also we've got, you know, how the dinosaurs became extinct isn't explained. Mm-hmm. And all that is explained. Stuart Swerdlow explains all that. So, and he makes it plain. You know, the ruling mind pattern comes from the cold-blooded, egg-laying dinosaur side. You know, they've done a genetic mix to hide them in a human body. You know, also, he reckons, you know, the dinosaurs were the farm animals of the reptilian beings, and with them being wiped out, we've sort of not only become the slaves of the blue bloods, we've also become their farm animals. You know, we do all their work, and we're just treated like sort of their property. Yeah. So,
what do you hope? And we talked about this a little bit. What do you really hope? What's the goal? Your ultimate goal for this book?
Well, just get information out, explain things that aren't being explained, you know. Things are not that flash on the planet, are they? There's always wars.
Mm-hmm.
The only people that can stage a world war would be the rulers of the planet, you know, because they control all our information. And when the information you're getting, you just might think it's information, but, you know, if it's coming... If there's hidden agendas in place, well, it's just a lot of it is probably propaganda, especially, you know, when it comes to the big picture stuff. You know, I think we're probably getting the truth, you know, up to an earth and physical only level, but in the big picture level, we're just being held to this prescribed narrative where we're the only intelligent life in the universe. You know, but when you get into the hidden history, it's total bunk, you know. And also now what's coming out is they've had secret space programs since the late 60s.
Yeah.
From my point of view, it's amazing, you know, because the hidden history of Stuart Swerdlow flows seamlessly into the secret space program. It's like there's no real break, you know. It's all, it all corroborates each other.
Yeah.
And
So I get it. So, like, as you're saying, that the key thing here is to make the big picture knowledge available, like I said before, instead of having it so covert. Dennis Goodwin, the name of the book is The Prison Planet Handbook. Pick it up so that you can get a sense of what Dennis is saying, that there's information that's not out there. And I think the space program especially is something that we've seen that now there's this discussion about it and we had no idea. Dennis, thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for talking to me.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so interesting. As we move on here on the show and continue down the road, we'll be talking about a few other things on the flip side having to do with fireworks of a different sort. Hang with us.
Hi, this is Paul, otherwise known to the listeners as Mr. Kate Delaney. The missus has come up with an amazing solution to what plagues most of us. That nagging feeling you're meant to do something more. After more than a decade of her best interviews with world-class mentors and her own groundbreaking life experiences, Deal Your Own Destiny is finally here, presented to you by Forbes Books. Reading Kate's book is like sitting down with a trusted friend who has a lifetime of wisdom to share. Some of what you'll discover in this book includes learning how to play to your strengths, finding people who lift you up, and how to make the right moves to become extraordinary. No matter where you are on your journey, this book will give you inspiration and the tools you need to get to where you want to be, whatever that means to you. No one gets to decide the hand they're dealt in life, so become the dealer. Get Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon.com or at booksellers near you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Other beings that you might have thought you were listening to George Norrie. That's his territory. That's why he gets the big bucks. Here on Earth, what people are talking about is the women's soccer team and the fact that they're going to the finals and could win another World Cup. That would be 3 in a row for them. If that's the case, they'll have to take on the Netherlands because they beat Sweden 1-0. So pretty interesting to see that they're in the same space, but there's been controversy all over the place with the Women's World Cup, especially with Team USA. Today I found myself on TV being streamed on Roku and et cetera with a popular program called Cheddar, and on that program they had me on to talk about Women's World Cup and what did I think about the accusations that the United States cheated and tried to get the playbook, basically, of England before they took them on in their match that they won that put them into, in the semifinals, that put them in to the matchup for everything on Sunday. And then there is controversy over Megan, Rapinoe and her health concerns and all of that, and just a hamstring injury that they're saying is a minor tweak, and so they felt like they wanted to keep her out. She's scored 5 goals so far for Team USA. And then Alex Morgan is 6, and of course, when she scored the winning goal, she made the teacup move, and that teacup move was kind of like the shot that was heard round the world, and, you know, there you go. In the man cave, we would absolutely be talking about that. And then the NFL, we're getting ready for training camp, so there's tons of conversation about what's happening with some of the players, what's happening in some of the clubs, etc. And then fantasy football is going to kick back in again, so there's people that are geeking up for that. And, of course, with gambling being legal in so many states and betting very popular, obviously, with sports, that becomes part of the journey this year, even bigger, I think, in the NFL, as you're going to have, I think, ultimately, somebody that kicks this wide open, and you're going to be in the stands somewhere, and you're going to be able to actually bet on the teams, on the quarters, on who did what, and, you know, all that kind of, you know, stuff. So, and then, of course, Las Vegas getting a team, getting the Raiders. And then speaking of Las Vegas, the Dallas Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott didn't apparently violate the personal conduct policy, but and he won't face any kind of discipline for something that happened in Vegas. The NFL had to announce that, though. He was detained but not arrested. A security guard fell to the ground after being bumped by him. The NFL said they did an investigation, and that included interviews with witnesses and security personnel and others with direct involvement in this whole thing. Elliott met with Roger Goodell for several hours to discuss what happened, what they had learned, and then they issued the statement. So he said he just made a poor decision. He needs to work harder not to put himself in those situations, not in a compromising situation. It makes you think, though, what happened that he smashed into a security guard now that he wouldn't put himself in some compromising situation? What does that mean? And remember, he was suspended for 6 games in 2017 for violating the personal conduct policy, and he had been accused also of domestic violence by his former girlfriend in Columbus, Ohio in 2016. So he wasn't arrested or charged by the police, but the league believed it had enough evidence for punishment, despite the lead investigator recommending no penalty. So there you go. He eventually fought the case through the legal system just to clean that up before relenting and serving the suspension, and that was the whole thing with Elliott. So he doesn't want to get into the crosshairs again with the commissioner or any of this stuff. So, of course, they had that meeting on Tuesday. He cleared it up, ba-da-ba-dum, boom, and that's it. Then we turn to, and if we were enjoying some chips and perhaps talking about fireworks and what we're going to do, we might jump into what's happening in the, you know, in the NBA. Raptors long have celebrated their win over the Warriors, but, you know, this is the off season. This is free agency moves that start to come around, and there's a lot of conversations as to who is, you know, who's going to go where. There's summer league teams, and it gets kind of interesting. And before you know it, we're back into the regular season. There's conversations about Kawhi Leonard, probably the biggest story when you talk about the buzz. What are the chances that Kawhi Leonard signs with, I don't know, the Lakers, the Clippers, or even, you know, the Raptors? What happens? And in a few days, we fling into what I said, that free agency. So, you know, every major player available has signed except for the finals MVP, Leonard. And that would change perhaps what happens in the league. What if he chooses the Raptors, if he chooses the Clippers, or he chooses the Lakers? You know, where does he head next? And if it is the Raptors, then they would have their core together. If it is another team, if he goes to the Clippers, then it's different. You know, you have a much different team if he goes to the Clippers. If he goes to the Lakers, think of LeBron James and the tweak there. That would be huge because they're living in the land of chaos right now. And I guarantee that there are people that would take him and throw him into the mix immediately. So that is the big deal. That is the big buzz with free agency, is what's going to happen with Kawhi Leonard, because there's just a lot of speculation going on and nothing, you know, nothing in fact. Nothing that's drilled into fact, I guess. Because certainly we know Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving headed to the Brooklyn Nets. Jimmy Butler going to South Beach. But what about some other star free agents? DeMarcus Cousins, he's another one that's up there. And I think the Leonard watch is more than on at this point. In Major League Baseball, this is the time for Major League Baseball. Apple pie, fireworks, and baseball. Nothing like going to see a game when you're talking about the 4th of July or 4th of July weekend, and this is that part of the summer, you know, for sure. You've got the Angels that are wearing a 45 patch all season, they say. They announced that for their pitcher who was tragically found dead in a hotel room in Texas after he had pitched the night two nights before. So Tyler Skaggs is his name. They're going to wear that 45 on the uniforms. I mean, on the uniforms. So not, you know, they're all 45s. They all have 45s, which is, I think, great that they're doing that. So good for them for having that, you know, having the 45s on the unis. I love that. They still haven't determined the cause of death, but police say they still believe not suicide. They're not suspecting suicide or any kind of foul play. And it was really, really tough, I think, for this team as they moved along on this road trip, losing a teammate that way, and then getting back on the plane and having to move on in their series. That's rough, needless to say. And it was shocking for all, and this is absolutely something that we would be talking about in the man cave. And, of course, the tennis world is in the midst of grass play. That would be Wimbledon. And you have, you know, the usual suspects who roll on, including the Joker, Djokovic. So, and one of the more interesting stories, I think, is watching Serena Williams and Andy Murray and the fact that they're playing the mixed doubles at Wimbledon. And how about that? They made this late decision to play together, so they're unseated in the draw. And there are a lot of people interested to see what will happen with them. Venus Williams is also playing, too, by the way, because she was knocked out by a 15-year-old, and that was a huge story early on. Make it count, everybody. The music means that we got to dip out. Thanks for listening to this hour of the show.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.